when God told Sarah that she was going to have a baby when she was far past the time of having a child, we find that she laughed at God. And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I indeed bear a child when I am so old?'" And the response was the song that we sang a few minutes ago. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Is anything too difficult for the Lord? No. No, nothing is too difficult. And maybe the greatest challenge is that He forgives our sins. It is not too difficult for our God to forgive our sins. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. There's nothing more profound, nothing greater than He would forgive our sins, that He would pass over that which we've done. And this week, we did things that should not be passed over were it not for the grace of God. So He has been merciful to us. Let us go before Him now, recognizing that it is not too difficult for our God to forgive our sins and to draw us near to Him, even as unrighteous as we have been. Let's pray. Lord, we confess that we are an unholy people in an unholy land. And yet You have set us aside and You have forgiven us. Lord, we confess our failures this day, this week, when we have turned our own ways, when we have not walked by faith, when we have spoken wrongly, when we have acted wrongly, when we have chosen wrongly. Thank You for Your blood at the cross, which covers all our sins, so that we might know that nothing is too difficult for You. And just as Sarah laughed, her laughter was turned to great joy when she understood how great You are and what all You can do. Lord, draw us near to Yourself this morning for the sake of Christ. Forgive us the sins of our nation. Forgive us for killing the unborn. Forgive us for our unrighteousness. May we repent as a people, Lord Jesus. We ask that You would be gracious to You, to us. Thank You for Your mercy and for Your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In our confession of faith, we'll be turning again to the shorter catechism from the Westminster Confession of Faith. There's one thing I want to be sure we understand, that the catechism answers that question: why are we here? What's the chief end of man? What's the primary purpose of man? And what is that? Glorify God and enjoy Him forever, right? And what's the primary authority for enjoying God and glorifying Him? The Scriptures, right. The Book of Truth. The Holy Scriptures, the Bible. The last time we were here, we were working on catechism questions 7 and 8, which were, what are the decrees of God, in which we were told that the decrees of God are His eternal purpose, according to the counsel of His will, whereby for His glory He has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. And we asked, how does God execute His decrees? And that was answered, God executes His decrees and the work of creation and providence. So we're going to talk about the works of creation and providence today, the ways in which God executes His decrees. Yep, here, good. I'll read the answer, or read the question, and you join in the answer. What is the work of creation?
The work of creation is God making all things of nothing by the word of His power in the space of 6 days, and all very good.
How did God create man?
God created man, male and female, after His own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with domain over all the creatures.
Well, what are God's works of providence?
God's work and providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful preserving and governing all his creatures and all their actions. So we see so far that God, by his decrees, created us, and God preserves and governs us and all other creatures. What special act of providence did God exercise towards man in the estate wherein he was created? When God had created man, he entered into a covenant of life with him upon condition of perfect obedience, forbidding him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil upon pain of death. There's a modern version of that, which is, I thought I might read that. The language is slightly different, but the same purpose. What did God's providence specifically do for man whom he created? After the creation, God made a covenant with man to give him life if he perfectly obeyed. God told him not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or he would die.